This is an AMI podcast. This is an AMI podcast.
I'm Kelly McDonald. Here's a segment from our show, Kelly and Company, that airs weekdays from 2 to 4 p.m. Eastern on AMI Audio. SaskTel customers can listen to AMI Audio on channel 555. And Rogers Mountain customers, check us out on channel 889. Visit ami.ca/audio for a list of channel locations in your area. So, of course, you know, I'm not one of these people who would swim in a lake or whatever. So when poor Danielle comes on the show, there's always some follow-up about, oh, yeah, yeah, that's a great suit you got there for swimming to keep you warm. We were talking buoys a moment ago, and I asked the question, do you ever, like, swim out to a buoy, and have you ever climbed up on one?
They aren't really climbable.
They're they're not meant to be, are they?
Well, it's just sort of like a floating post. So I usually tap it to ensure that I've actually got to where I think I've got to. But
if someone was in trouble, you could hold on to it.
You might. I don't know how much of your weight it would actually hold. I have something called a swim buoy, which is like a dry bag that boaters use, and you can put your watch and your wallet and things like that in it, and you inflate it, and it follows you because it's on a belt.
Right.
And I swim along, and it's bright. It's a bright day glow color, so that the real purpose is so that boats can see you coming and they don't ram into you. But it also is quite handy, and if you're tired, you can kind of hang on to that and have a little rest. So
wow. Wow, yeah. That's wild. Danielle McLaughlin's here with Kelly McDonald.
And today, I'm really happy, we've got for our regional content report, Sylvie Fiquette, AMI Content Development Specialist in Vancouver. How are you, Sylvie?
I'm good, Danielle. How are you? Good to hear that you're talking sports.
Yes, I know. Well,
buoy
I have
chasing.
To say that.
That's a sport.
Buoy chasing. That's right. Well, the last time we talked to you, I really enjoyed hearing about the accessible skiing that was going on. And I thought that was brilliant in the way that group was able to accommodate a wide variety of needs. But today, you're going to talk to us about the Disabled Community Connection Network and the Adaptive Snow Sports more. So I'm really looking forward to that. Can you tell us about it?
Yeah, well, this segment actually is going to be about adaptive sports in general. One in winter and the other still happening in the fall. So let's start off with what you had mentioned, the Disabled Community Connection Network. They're a monthly communication and information group for people of all ages, 16 and older, with any disability. The group is hosted by the North Shore Disability Resource Center and is facilitated by and for people with disabilities. So that's very important. They have, in advance of ski season, they've decided for their next Zoom session, they have invited Tom Mooney, who's the director of VAS, which is the Vancouver Adapted Snow Sports Society. They've been operating since 1974. And he's going to give a presentation about just covering adapted snow sports and what VAS offers, which is a huge amount of programming. So they run skiing and snowboarding and other programs for persons with disability at Grouse, Seymour, and Cypress Mountains. And they're all about making the mountain experience accessible to all. And they, in order to meet the needs of its members, VAS looks at programs right from beginner to advanced. So they even have adapted ski racing, sit skiing, and this year they're piloting a snowshoe program. So it's pretty exciting. They have a lot to offer.
That sounds absolutely wonderful. I'm so impressed by the way, you know, people are beginning to think about just getting out there, because, you know, the weather may be changing, but we're not. We need to be outside, and everybody should be able to join in to do what they enjoy best of all. So What else is being offered in Vancouver area?
Yeah, so there's just a lot of community groups and organizations in BC with adaptive and accessible programming. So I would encourage people to reach out to the Disability Foundation as well, which has BC mobility opportunities there. Of course, they don't have the sailing program right now, but they do have hiking and opportunity to go out into the vast trail network in the lower mainland. So there's programming there. Just to quickly follow up with the details for people who are interested in learning more about VAS, the Vancouver Adapted Snow Sports Program, they can register to participate in this Zoom session. As I said, Thursday, October 21st, it'll be held between 4 and 6 p.m. Pacific. And people can reach out via email to Lauren Stinson. And her email is l.stinson@nsdrc.org, or you can call her 604-985-5371 to register.
Absolutely wonderful. That's great, Sylvie. So many great things. Sylvie, let's move into going out to Kelowna. Really nice on this one. Danielle and I were having some fun talking about this before the show started, because there's an awesome program offering new adaptive bikes just taking off. As a matter of fact, ready, steady, set, go, and away you go for your race. Let's talk about the significance of this offering.
Yeah, well, there's still good weather in the interior. The city of Kelowna has launched an adaptive bike program through the Parkinson Recreation Center. So people with diverse abilities will now have access to adult tricycles and adult trailers, which provide inclusive opportunity to get out in the outdoors with improved access to cycling equipment. So this program provides access to 6 adult-sized tricycles and 2 adult trailers. And the tricycles are lightweight and adjustable for different heights, while the 2 adult trailers can hold about 150 pounds each. And these are attached to the back of a regular bike ridden by somebody else. So typically the adaptive bikes and trailers are being used by support workers with their clients, and also by parents who are wanting to use with their children.
I was wondering on the trailers, because I had not seen any of those, and we're glad you gave that description, because it's just amazing to have access. I remember as a kid being able to borrow a tandem from the CNIB. My father and I would get it, and there wasn't a lot of use. People weren't using it so often. We held on to it for several weeks at a time during the summer. Sylvie, this can make such a difference to folks, even just to get out into the fresh air.
You're so right, Kelly. This project came about through the inspiration of a young man with Down syndrome. So his mother, Karen St. Pierre, she says her son Kai is cognitively delayed, but he's very active and loves to exercise. So she approached Community Living BC initially. They're the ones who have funded this program along with the city of Kelowna and have brought it to the community. So Kai's mom says she's just so happy that by advocating, when she saw the gaps, her efforts were heard and acted on through the implementation of this adaptive bike program. You know, Kelly, you said through the CNIB, there was the tandem bikes that were available. I know BC Blind Sports does the same program here with tandem bikes, but this kind of equipment can be costly. It's expensive.
For sure. And forgotten, and, Sylvie. We you know, like, I'm sitting here asking, oh, what's the trailer stuff look like as a, you know, low vision blind person who's never seen one. But that the reality is, if I haven't, regardless, others haven't. People don't know of the availability and how this can fulfill a need.
Yeah, you're right. Just understanding that the weight that the trailers bear is about 150 pounds. So want to be conscious of these kinds of things. Think of the storage.
All right,
storage.
I'll get 2 of them. For myself, I mean.
Well, I know it's something where you need to know the details around this kind of equipment. And like I said, they're hard to store because of the size, and think of transporting them for families to biking trails. That's really complicated. So having them through a recreation center is really ideal because, you know, they can, families can access them, or individuals can access these, this equipment directly through those programs. And, you know, a spokesperson for the Community Living Society in Kelowna said, there's such an incredible bike and trail system mm-hmm. that everyone should be able to enjoy, right?
Yeah.
Despite having any kind of physical or cognitive limitations. So, you know, the family, Kai's family says now he can belong and be a part of the bicycle lifestyle, which is something his family had enjoyed, but he hadn't been able to do for quite some time. So this is great.
Yeah, I really wonderful. Like it. Yeah, and
well,
I like,
you know,
go ahead.
Sorry, then. I was just going to mention that Rumia told us that she had ridden 60 kilometers on a tandem last weekend. So, you know, these opportunities.
Amazing.
Are, yeah, yeah, I'm very impressed because I'm a tricycle rider. I cannot ride a regular bike, and mine weighs 65 pounds. So I'm wondering where they found those lightweight ones.
Oh, that's beautiful, man.
Really wonderful to see, you know, all of these new vehicles, which aren't that new. They're, you know, they've been there for a while, but now people are getting access to them. That's really super.
Yeah. Where, Sylvie, do anyone look for information? Because so many of the families, this is a great thing because you just don't have the budget. You'd never have the budget to buy it, so you'd never be a part of it. Where do they go for the information?
For sure. So as I said, this program is through the Parkinson Recreation Center, and that's the name of it. It's not a Parkinson's. It is an dedicated or devoted more to accessible programming, but just in Kelowna, City of Kelowna, just look up the Parkinson Recreation Center, and you can find out information there. I'm just going to give the name of the City of Kelowna's Community Recreation Coordinator. Her name is Allie Westlund, so you can get information through their website. Just go to Kelowna Parks and Recreation.
That's wonderful, Sylvie. Thank you so much for all of this exciting information. And
my
we'll
pleasure.
See you next time.
Have a great weekend, you guys. Thank you.
You too. Our content development specialists join us Wednesdays and Fridays on Kelly & Company.
Next hour on the program, Rai Hui tells us about two audiobooks that are coming out, one on space history and the other written with Halloween humor in mind. Let's get the conversation, recaps, and comment on segments from the past week on Cut for Time. Up next, Bill Shackleton, he drops in. We call it The Buzz. He starts hour number two in a moment.
You've been listening to Kelly & Company. If you're hooked, subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, or your favorite podcast platform. And be sure to leave us a rating and review. Or you can listen live from 2 to 4 p.m. Eastern on AMI Audio.
This was an AMI podcast. For more accessible media, visit AMI.ca.